I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Three members of a Christian family from Egypt living in Libya are dead today after what's being called a religious attack. Voice of the Martyrs spokesman, Todd Nettleton.
A Christian couple from Egypt was murdered in their home as well. Their teenage daughter was initially abducted from the home. Her body was found 2 days later. Three members of the family killed. There are two more daughters who were left.
He's asking you to pray for the orphan survivors, but also give to their Families of Martyrs Fund. Our website has links and more. Meanwhile, did you contribute to Bible distribution in 2014 by praying with or giving to Bibles for China? Well, they want to thank you on behalf of all of the rural Chinese Christians who received a Bible. If you didn't, they're actually looking ahead to the 2015 spring distribution, and they want you to be a part of it this year. Want to see these Bibles delivered? Stay tuned. We'll tell you about upcoming trips and future broadcasts. They're life-changing for you and Chinese believers. And with the new year come new possibilities. Starfish founder Steve Edmondson says 2015 is a key year for their ministry in Haiti.
We've reached a critical mass. We need to move beyond a briefcase and a home office, and we need to move so that God can take it to the next level.
You can play a key role in making all this happen.
We can always use the financial gifts, but really, if we receive nothing but people on our side petitioning heaven for us, that would be the most awesome gift.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar. It's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.